You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
As part of our new regular segment with the Auckland University Students Association, producer George Easton spoke to AUSA President Anamika Hariraj.
I sat down a few weeks ago with AUSA President Anamika Hariraj as part of a series of interviews covering AUSA for 2021. In that interview, we discussed what she campaigned on, what she hoped to do, and what she saw the challenges as being this year. Since then, we've been through two lockdowns. I sat down with her again to discuss how this has affected AUSA and the student body. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very tired, but I'm sure every student president around the country is also just as tired.
It's been a hell of an opening.
It has been. Weeks, hasn't it? What a way to begin the semester.
Speaking of, how is AUSA settling into the new semester?
It's been interesting. It's not the start that we hoped for. Going into lockdown literally the day before we were supposed to kick off our O-week events was not fun, and it definitely wasn't what we planned on doing, but, you know, it happens and we had to adapt and move forward.
Since the last time we spoke, we've been into two successive lockdowns. As students, our wallets tend to take a knock when we can't work. How are hardship grants going so far?
Our hardship grant round opened during O-week, so the first day of the semester, and since then we've had about, I'm going to say, over 20, maybe 30 applications, which is a significant amount for a week. But we've been processing them as fast as we can. There's definitely been an increase.
Say there's a student right now who's been left a little bit strapped for cash. How would they go applying for one of those?
There's a Google Form link on our website. There's a whole, you know, range of ways to find out more information about financial support. Even just Googling it, the university has their own page on other financial support options available, and the AUSA hardship grants are listed on there. So there's a whole bunch of ways.
Excellent. And what is the AUSA website, just for people?
AUSA.org.nz.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
You sort of touched on it already. Last time we spoke, you were excited for your O-week events. Mm-hmm. Now, that was rather brutally subbed out after COVID re-emerged.
Yep.
But you'll be rescheduling.
Yes.
Would you like to talk us through the events that you'll be hosting and maybe any details you want to give people?
Absolutely. So next week, we're kicking off with AUSA's Orientation Festival, where we're shutting down Alfred Street completely. For 3 days. So Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have a stage at the end of the street, live music, competitions, giveaways. We're going to have food trucks and food vendors at the top of the street. A whole bunch of our partners that we're working with are going to be up and down the street giving away free stuff, talking to students, and it's going to be great. It's going to be sick. And just when you thought that's it, it's not. Following that, the week after, on the 31st of March, we have Party in the Spark, which is our annual orientation concert with headliners Shapeshifter and Quicks, which is going to be so, so awesome. Exciting. Get your tickets, though. They're selling out fast.
Building on COVID, building on student life. Poor student mental health is nowadays an assumption rather than an aberration. The financial stresses and academic uncertainties of COVID-19 have no doubt played into that.
Yeah.
But student mental health, at least as long as I've been at university, has not been great. In light of all this, what plans does AUSA have to address the mental health of students?
So we're actually launching our mental health campaign next week. AUSA has wanted to do some work in the mental health space for a while now, at least for the past 2 years that I've been on the executive, and something's always popped up because it's such a big thing. We don't want to just do it for the sake of doing it. We want to, you know, put all of our time and energy and effort into it because mental health is such a big issue for our students, you know, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people are willing to admit to because it's such a taboo subject still. We're really keen to kick off our mental health campaign. Basically, what we want to do is to give students a platform to be able to talk about their experiences, whether it's an experience with a service at the university, whether it's an experience with a process, something specific to their faculty, whatever it is. We want to give students a platform to be able to voice their concerns and their opinions. So we're doing that in two ways. The first way is through an online platform, through a short survey on our social media platforms that's going to go out pretty soon. But we're also going to create an in-person platform for students down at the Fale at our city campus. That's coming up in week 5, but more details will be released soon on our Facebook page and our other socials. We're also going to head up to Grafton and to Epsom as well, because we feel like those student communities don't really get you know, as much as a voice as we'd like to give them. And we're really lucky to have some friends in our student council, student leaders down at Grafton and Epsom as well. So we're going to collaborate with them on that. From that, we're going to put together a report and send that over to the university, the university senior leadership team specifically, to say, here's what we've found out. We've actually gone now and we've spoken to students face to face. Here's all the facts, here's all the evidence, and here's what we want to see moving forward. We want to work with them together to address these systemic issues.
Semester two exams.
Yes.
AUSA recently announced that they'll be being held online. We spoke about student representation and decision-making in our first interview. Do you feel the student voice has been respected in that decision?
We're really, really glad, even though it was a year late, we were really glad that the university decided to make those decisions around exams very early on. So it gives not only students but also staff a chance to tailor their end-of-year assessments accordingly.
I was down at the music school this morning just talking with some friends. Now, the impression I've generally got from music performance students, and I'm sure this extends to all variety of performance students, is that online exams don't really work for them. How is AUSA going to make sure that these students are heard?
So that's definitely something that we heard last year through consultation with our student council as well. The School of Music Students Association president at the time was telling us about how she had to do her performance assessment through Zoom in semester one, and that just, it didn't work. AUSA advocated for a tailored approach where the majority of exams will be online, so a lot of my exams are essay-based, you know, all of that stuff can be transferred online. But we wanted a tailored approach where faculties had the opportunity to decide what needs to be online and what can happen in person. So when we talk about the tailored approach, we mean labs, we mean all the practical assessments in the School of Music, in science, all of those things should be going ahead in person. But what we push for is that those decisions needed to be made within the faculties and not just by the senior leadership, because that was definitely a big gap that we saw as well. So that's why the tailored approach is what we were pushing for.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.